DeStefano Hair Restoration and have no regrets. With 5 locations in 4 states, it's convenient and easy to get the hair you deserve. 2 locations are in Massachusetts, with 1 each in New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. Take advantage of DeStefano Hair Restoration's unbeatable pricing and world-famous results.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Thursday to all of you out there, and I have a way to make it even better. If you go to gracecurleyshow.com, you can enter to win a Gen 21 heater. Totally free to enter. We're giving away a Gen 21 heater every Friday in October, and if you enter, you could win this Friday or the other Fridays in October. So just go to gracecurleyshow.com and enter your email. Hey, also very exciting news for our KFOY listeners out there in Nevada. Trump is going to Nevada this weekend for a rally for Adam Laxalt and Joe Lombardo, who are both doing very well in the polls. And now they're going to have an extra boost from the former president, Donald Trump. So hopefully on Monday, we'll have some great sound for the listeners in Nevada from that rally. I hope some of our listeners are able to even attend. Could be very exciting.
And Mr. President, Mr. Former President, if you're listening, we'd love to have one of them on the show. If you could help us out, President Trump.
And you know what, Mr. President, if you're listening and you're going to help us get Laxalt or Lombardo on the show, you might as well come on the show as well. You know, we'll have all three.
Exactly. We'll have a trinity going.
Actually, though, you know who we are having tomorrow, which is very exciting news. Governor Paul LePage.
Excellent.
Former Governor Paul LePage. But I think you can still, if they're former governors, you can still call him governor.
It's a customary title for life.
Yes. So I like to call him Governor Paul LePage. And we're going to have him on the show tomorrow.
Hopefully
because
Maine likes to call him that in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I was talking to some of his people and I said, you know, we mentioned him yesterday on the air, some of his comments during that debate in Maine with Janet Mills about voter ID, and the lines just lit up and people wanted to talk about it for longer than I had planned. And we did. So I reached out to them. I said, we'd love to have him on the show. I've also interviewed Paul LePage before, and he's just a very easy person to talk to. So I'm very much looking forward to that. That's in the 1 o'clock tomorrow. It's going to be another really great Friday show. All right. We have some stories to get through here that tie into a few other things. They do go along with some sound. So let's get into it. In case you missed this big story, appeals court says DACA is illegal, but keeps program alive for now. So this is from the New York Times. A federal appeals court panel ruled on Wednesday that a program that protects nearly 600,000 young immigrants from deportation is illegal, but allowed those already enrolled to renew their status. In essence, keeping the status of the program unchanged, but its future uncertain. Joe Biden's upset about this. He's upset about a lot today. He's disappointed by a lot of decisions today. What's interesting to me about DACA is that there have been a lot of occasions in the past where Republicans have kind of thrown out an olive branch to Democrats and used DACA as part of a negotiation system. And people like Nancy Pelosi and other far left progressives, they really didn't take anyone up on those opportunities. And I always found them to be, I always found the Democrats to want DACA to be able to complain about it, but never wanted to actually help the people in DACA by just making a deal. They never really came to the table for a deal for those people. And if I were in DACA, I'd be upset, because I even remember during the Trump years, he was oftentimes willing to negotiate and they just didn't want anything to do with it. Now, as we talk about this, illegal immigration continues to be a huge problem. In fact, more migrants were dropped off in New York and near the border czar's house, VP Kamala Harris, her residence in D.C. Today, 2 more buses carrying migrants from the southern border arrived in New York City, while another bus pulled up near Vice President Kamala Harris's official residence. Now, if you're keeping track, if a bus goes into a woke sanctuary city, where the politicians have claimed that they would receive those people with open arms, that is human trafficking. If the illegal aliens are put on a plane in the cover of darkness and sent to New York by the Biden administration, that is totally fine. I just want everyone to keep that straight because it can get confusing. It can feel a little bit like a double standard. So don't forget that. The good news is, though, we have a border czar. We have a woman who is, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Here I go again with these gender terms. We have a birthing person who is passionate about getting to the root causes of illegal immigration. And as far as I can tell, the plan, the five-pronged plan on how to get to the root causes of migration includes talking about space, talking about the Webb telescope, talking about community banks being in the community and serving the community and being part of the community. And what else am I missing here? Talking to Priyanka Chopra, the celebrity actress. And what else? Oh, filming YouTubes with paid child actors about space. Those five things should fix all of our problems. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Kamala Harris is changing her ways, because according to a report, Kamala is actually heading to Texas this weekend. So Trump will be in Nevada for the rally.
I went off script a little bit.
And Vice President Kamala Harris, who is Joe Biden's point person on the border crisis, she also gets the PDBs, don't you forget it, she will be traveling to Texas. And so naturally, when I read that headline, Jared, my initial thought was, wow, she's actually going to go see the border, which she is in charge of. This could be a step in the right direction. What is the thing they said when the guys landed on the moon? One small step for man, one giant step for mankind, or something?
A giant leap for mankind.
See, if this was Kamala Harris hosting this show, she would know that, because that's her forte. I butchered it because I'm not as into space. So immediately I start thinking, this is good. This is good stuff. Unfortunately, then I got a little further down in this article, and this is from Red State, and it says, Harris will be visiting Austin on Saturday to fundraise for Texas Democrats, and as confirmed by the New York Post, there are no plans for her to travel further south. Ah, there's the rub. So she will not be going to the border, because that would just be a little too inconvenient. She has to fundraise, Jared.
I don't think that Austin is the place you need to go fundraising right now if you're Beto or Kamala. You need to go someplace else. You have Austin. Go someplace else.
Well, let's talk about Beto. Because according to Politico magazine, Beto's career as we know it could be coming to a close. This could be the final act. If he loses this race, then he has lost. In 2018, he lost his campaign for Senate. In 2020, he lost his campaign for president. And if he loses in 2022, his campaign for governor, according to Dave Carney, who's a Republican strategist, he said if he loses again, that's it. I would disagree. I would throw a challenge flag. I don't think there's, I think sometimes when you talk to these strategists or consultants or, you know, political experts from these think tanks, they're stuck in the 90s. Like nothing, there's no rules anymore. You know, you don't get this thing where the American public gets sick of you. The American public does get sick of you, but that's not going to stop Beto from running. This is his career now. And I think part of his problem was he got too big too fast. The Vanity Fair cover where they tried to make him into the next, like, JFK, and he was standing with his buttoned down shirt and his jeans or whatever, that was, he peaked too early. That's his problem. And if you're listening saying, well, Grace, he's never been great, I understand. But as far as publicity goes, he got too much too quick and he burnt out. I don't think he's going to win now. He's roughly, let's see what we have here for stats. Behind, oh, okay. According to Real Clear Politics, he is currently behind Governor Greg Abbott by about 8.6 points. So that's tough. Could the polls be wrong? Yeah. Could Beto make a comeback? Could he show up on that skateboard and prove me wrong? Absolutely. But what I can guarantee you is if he does not win, he's not going anywhere. There's no way where he says, oh, you know what, guys, I've received the message. People don't like me. I understand. They don't want me to run. I will stop. That's, you think he possesses that level of self-awareness? Have you read the Vanity Fair interview? I don't think so.
Losing three races, that just opens him up for a cabinet position. Yeah. The president.
You're right. That's a resume enhancer in the Biden administration. Dan, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, Grace. How you doing today?
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm one of the, what you call the MAGA Republican, by the way.
Very good.
And, I wanted to talk about some stuff, and when I'm done, I'll tell you, thank you, Grace, at the end. First of all, I'm seeing the difference in what's going on with rental apartments. I'm in real estate, and I see the rising cost. It's going through the roof because there's too many people and not enough apartments to go around. So it dries up the cost of rentals. It's insane. So we need to fix that. And all the candidates that I support and have been helping are all against illegal immigration. Is it okay if I mention some of them?
Sure.
Oh, so I got Dean Tran for U.S. Congress.
Yep.
Great guy. Met with him yesterday at his event. Fantastic guy. Two-term state senate. Great voting record. Check it out. Fantastic candidate. And Donnie Palmer. Fantastic guy. Also a good Republican. America First. Massachusetts First people. Both candidates. So I urge all voters, check them out.
Okay. They will, Dan. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. 844-500-4242. Yeah, it's interesting to watch these races. And, you know, Dan's got his mind set on Massachusetts, which I understand a lot of people have been watching New Hampshire closely. You've got Caroline Leavitt running in the first congressional district. And I think Republicans have, and even in some areas where it's really tough, I wouldn't rule anybody out because people are fed up. They're fed up with inflation. They're fed up with gas prices. And in fact, I'm glad Dan brought this up because Americans, according to the New York Post, saw the most severe pay cut in 25 years under Joe Biden. It's outrageous what has happened in these last 2 years. And he's not taking any responsibility for it. None whatsoever. The only answer he has to anything is climate change. We definitely have an answer on climate change. If you've looked at your retirement account lately, you don't need me to tell you that what you're going to see is probably not going to be good. Unless you have some plan I've never heard of, you might not be happy about it. But I am not here to be the Grim Reaper. I'm not here to depress you. I'm actually here to help. Wall Street is in a downturn and it's taking your retirement money with it. But there's something you can do. There's something you can do to fight back against inflation, the looming recession, the higher interest rates. Because we're in a financial storm, but there's always silver linings. There's always ways to figure out how to protect your money and how to protect your retirement and how to make it so you don't lose any more money. So that's why our friends at Monetary Gold would like to send you two free guides. They're free. That's the Howie Carr stamp of approval. You know, you have nothing to lose if the guides are free, but you have a lot to gain. The first one is 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. And the 2022 Monetary Gold Protection Guide. Now, these two free guides will show you how to protect your assets and get through this financial crisis. They'll also help you figure out how physical gold or silver can really help you diversify your risk, protect your retirement, because gold increased in value 2,300% during the high inflation of the 70s. So if you look back at history, it's a really good option. And right now you can buy physical gold or silver and roll over your IRA or 401k retirement account. All you have to do is call Monetary Gold now to get your two free guides. It's 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. Or go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's 800-267-6500. Or go to monetarygold.com/grace. We'll be right back with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. You probably recognize her from the thing.
Of your acting?
Yeah.
In the kitchen cooking?
The boat movie.
The boat movie.
The boat movie.
Yeah. There's no boat. There's no kitchen.
You never cooked chicken Alfredo with a friend?
No.
This is the, who is it again? Grace Curley Show.
Junior, everybody, we are back, we are back, we are back, and we're going to take your calls. You know what just came to me, Jared, and I forgot to mention this a few days ago. I was looking at the Boston Globe, and they had a story out about the woman who arranged the flights from Florida to Martha's Vineyard. They are investigating this. You would think the way that they are investigating this, that she was Donald Trump. I mean, they are going to get to the bottom of this. They're going to impeach the woman. And they're going to hand out gold pens because they are not going to rest. They should get the FBI on this one. I know the FBI can't figure out any sort of red flags for anything that's actually going to do damage. But on this case, this could be a case for the FBI. I'm sure they're already on top of this. I'm sure they're already combing through her Facebook pages and her Instagram.
They're busy banging down the doors of 80-year-old pro-lifers from 2 years ago who were somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
It's a tight schedule they keep, Jared. They have a lot on their to-do list. Yeah, but I was reading it in the Boston Globe. I've been trying to check out the Boston Globe more because Howie gets a lot of good stories from there and the Boston Herald, obviously. And more so, and not because I'm reading them, sometimes it's to poke fun, but it's just interesting to see where the liberal mind is at. And the other day I went on there and it was all about this woman who arranged these flights. And I was thinking, well, I'm sure there's someone who arranged the flights for migrants from Texas to New York in the middle of the night. Have we looked into who that woman is or that man even? Is that person's life going to be ruined? Or are they going to get a Profiles and Courage Award for doing the right thing, for being a compassionate, decent person like Joe Biden? Lenny, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lenny.
Hey, good afternoon, Grace. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
You just hit me right in the wallet with your statement about how, you know, middle class America, we're taking it on the chin and in the wallet. And here's the mayor of Boston. They're all voting themselves massive raises.
I know. Howie,
are you kidding me?
Howie's writing about it. It was all over the Boston Herald. And you know, it was even, speaking of the Boston Globe, they had a piece today that said, you know, it stinks that the only thing the city council members can come together on is giving themselves a pay raise, because it was just a few weeks ago that there was chaos within the halls. I mean, people were screaming at each other. I think fists flew at one point.
Yeah,
but it's nice.
Plenty of smoke was being brought in.
Yeah, but it's nice that everyone can come together and really come to a compromise when it comes to boosting their own paycheck.
That's well deserved.
Yeah. What do you make of it, Lenny?
They don't even do it in the middle of the night anymore.
No. Why bother? I mean, it's going to happen anyway. And, you know, I don't think people do things in the middle of the night because they know everyone's going to forget about it within 2 hours if anyone even talks about it.
They're just ramming it right here. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. Here you go. Choke on this. Oh, gas is going up again. Oh, your gas bill's going up again. Sorry, Nana and Grandpa can't keep the heat on. And, you know, we're all going to be eating cat food and dog food soon. It's insane.
Yeah, and you know what, Lenny? I can tell that you're upset, but I have news for you. This is Karine Jean-Pierre explaining what the White House is going to do to keep gas from spiking further. This is Cut 13.
You said yesterday that we're not going to be considering new releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So what is the White House planning to do to keep gas prices from spiking?
So, as you know, we've been working on this for months. The president has taken historic steps to keep gas prices down. So here's, gas prices, we've seen increase in the West and the Midwest in recent weeks because of specific refinery issues. We've called on those refiners to operate safely but quickly come back online, and we've been clear and said again today that U.S. energy companies must keep bringing pump prices down by closing this historically large gap between wholesale and retail gas prices.
And if that doesn't make you feel better, Lenny, Belmont's Brian Deese is also on the case to bring down gas prices. So problem solved. We'll be right back.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
All right, so you can't go anywhere. You can't look on any website. You can't turn on the news without hearing about another horrible crime in a Democrat-run city in this country. And one place that has had problems with this for a very long time, but notably since Lori Lightfoot took office, it hasn't gotten any better, at least we could say that, is Chicago. And so what is Chicago, the face of Chicago, doing about it? Well, she's not just the face of Chicago. I want to inform people that Lori Lightfoot is also the voice of Chicago. She's making TikToks. These TikToks are, I'm not going to try to explain the concepts of them because I don't want people to feel dumber at the end of the show, but they are ridiculous. They're stupid TikToks that teenagers make. And the mayor of Chicago is spending her time not working on the fact that every weekend there's all of these shootings in Chicago. No, she's filming herself dancing and singing and dressing up in these ridiculous outfits. It's insane. Did you see this, Jared? It was all over Fox. Lori Lightfoot makes another TikTok. I don't understand who that is supposed to impress. I think TikTok is one of the worst things to happen to politicians because they want so desperately to take advantage of this platform because the platform has a big hold on like the Gen Zers, you know, the younger generations. They go on there and it just rots your brain. You just scroll through. It's like all social media. It just really, it's bad for your mental health. I'm not saying I don't use a lot of social media, but TikTok especially, they found like this formula on how to keep you on your phone for a very long time by watching these videos. And it's all people do. They go on and they go on and they scroll and they scroll and they scroll. And so people like Joe Biden and Lori Lightfoot and other politicians, they want to take advantage of this because they want to be in with the kids so that the kids will vote for them. And so Lori Lightfoot is coming up with these TikToks and she looks ridiculous. And it couldn't be happening at a worse time when all of America is desperate for these politicians to at least acknowledge the crime that's going on in their cities. I don't know who is in charge of Lori Lightfoot's administration, who's getting all those late night all caps emails from Lori Lightfoot, but I would tell her maybe we stop with the TikToking, okay? It's not working. 844-500-4242. Dr. Fauci did an interview recently. He actually, I have two different interviews to choose from. The first one is with Dan Diamond, who's a Washington Post health reporter. And he asked Fauci if he had any regrets about his handling of the pandemic. And this was a big shift for Fauci. Because normally he doesn't take any blame, but I think he is coming slowly to the realization that come November, when, by the way, coincidentally, he's retiring, that if Republicans take over the House, God willing they do, there will be several investigations into the good doctor. And so this is what he had to say, cut 22.
Having lived through more than 2 years of intense scrutiny, is there anything you wish you had done or said differently, particularly given the climate that you just mentioned with social media?
You know, the answer is yes, Dan. I mean, my goodness, no one's perfect. Certainly I am not. When I go back in the early months, I probably should have tried to be much, much more careful in getting the message to repeat the uncertainty of what we're going through. I tried that. I mean, you remember some of the famous quotes that get thrown back at me when I said at this particular time, we should not necessarily do anything different. That's when there was like 5 cases in the country. But then I said, I kid around about it. It was semicolon, however, comma, this could change rapidly and we need to be prepared. When the only thing that gets thrown back at you is, oh, well, you said back then we didn't really need to change anything that we were doing. Well, as a matter of fact, that was true. But if you wanted to say, if we knew then.
Oh, gosh. Land the plane, dude. All right. I'm good.
Under the radar.
I'm good. That took a lot longer than I thought. I was a young woman when that got started, to steal a line from Howie. So, short answer, yeah, you do have regrets, at least a few. And the problem I have...
was too perfect, so people decided to hate me.
He is that guy who, in a job interview, when you say, what's a flaw, he says, sometimes I work too hard. Sometimes I am the last one to leave. I oftentimes take my work home with me.
I'm too much of a perfectionist.
I care too much about this job. Yeah, no, he's obnoxious. But what I do think about Dr. Fauci is that he loves to give this whole idea. He's like the classic example of, I've been taken out of context, you know? They've clipped this. It reminds me of reality TV. And this is where you're all very lucky. Because, yes, I'm very into politics, but I also have terrible, terrible taste in television. So you're getting a lot of expertise thrown at you right now. Something that people on reality TV love to say when they're made into a villain for a season, because most of the time they're acting repugnantly and people don't like them, they'll say, oh, I was taken out of context. Oh, it was the editor's fault. The editing made me look bad. Fauci likes to play that card a lot. What I would say to Fauci is, my problem with you is not that you changed your mind on the science. Yeah, I don't love that whole evolution. But really, the problem with Fauci is, and I think Jim Jordan was the one who pointed this out so beautifully, if you can comment on when baseball games should restart, on who should be where for Thanksgiving, on, you know, if a Super Bowl a celebration should happen, on if schools should be open, if you can comment on all of that, and then you have no comment on these Black Lives Matter protests that were happening all over the country, and suddenly the fear of spreading this virus and the fear of people being in close proximity and the whole 6 feet apart thing doesn't come into play, because politically you don't want to get involved. You don't want to tick off all of the people who have bought your socks and bought your candles and bought your posters. Then you lose all credibility. And also, he loves to play the victim, you know, like, oh, I got taken out of context. Well, maybe don't go on TV every other hour for self-promotion. Maybe don't do magazine shoots sitting by your pool in Dwight Schrute sunglasses. Maybe give that a rest. Huh? You're like 80 years old. I wasn't forcing you to do magazine shoots. No one asked you to do that. No one asked you to go on every podcast in America. That was your choice. And now you want to complain. Like, listen to this next cut. He laments. I like that word, Jared. Did you put together this cut sheet? Laments. Very good. Very good word. This is cut 23.
It is really unfortunate that that's the world in which we live, in that it's a bunch of sound bites.
Jared, sound bites
that sometimes get cut in half. And
can we start this cut over, and can we just pipe in a little bit of violin into the background? Because I think that would be a really beautiful, that would be the Thursday remix of the day.
It is really unfortunate that that's the world in which we live, in that it's a bunch of sound bites that sometimes get cut in half and get misinterpreted. It isn't always that we get the opportunity of the audience that's listening now that listens to all of the nuances that we're talking about. But what almost certainly will happen is that someone will take a clip of our conversation now and distort it.
Me! Wow! I have done it! I have made his prediction come true. I don't think I distorted it, though.
First prediction he's been right on.
I don't think I distorted it, though. I think I played... Was there more? I mean, you can't...
Oh, yeah, of course there was more. The guy never stops talking.
Sometimes you can't blame people for cutting out sound bites. Sometimes Fauci just comes down to how much can we take, you know? How much do you expect people to be able to suffer through? By the way, I'm noticing this word is coming up a lot. I might have to write a little bit about it. This word. Do you know which word I'm thinking of, Jared?
Context?
Nuanced.
Ah, yes.
Everything's... You know, it's so funny. When Trump was president, anything he said, it was either a lie No, it was just a lie. Everything he said was a lie. He lied, he lied, he lied, he lied. He could exaggerate. Nope, it was a lie. He could make a joke. Nope, it was a lie. He's a liar. And now with Democrats, everything's nuanced. Nothing's black and white. There's no fact checks. There's no wrong and right. Everything is 50 shades of gray. Do you notice that? Everything's complicated. Everything's layered. So many layers. Hey, by the way, we were talking about seizing and weaponizing, and I don't know if people saw this, but The Hill had a piece out that was talking about how the GOP is, yeah, you guessed it, pouncing and seizing and weaponizing. It says GOP seizes on Biden gaffes to attack competence. And the gaffe they bring up is when he asked where Representative Jackie Walorski was at an event and she had died a month before in a car accident. That's the gaffe that we're not supposed to, you know, if we're not supposed to seize on it and weaponize it, are we even supposed to acknowledge it? Or are we all supposed to pretend the emperor has clothes on and just keep walking, keep going about our daily business? Well, I really like this quote in the Hill article. It's by Democrat strategist Jim Manley. He says, the RNC may have some fun with it. They may be giving themselves high fives, but in the end, I don't think it makes much of a difference at all. Everyone knows he has a habit of misspeaking from time to time. A second Democratic strategist agreed. It's already baked in, the strategist said. People elected Joe Biden knowing he can put his foot in his mouth. It's like pointing out that Donald Trump lies. People know this about him, and I don't think it makes much difference. Yeah, but now here's a question for that Democrat strategist who said it's like pointing out that Donald Trump lies. Do you notice the media tended to do that quite a bit? I don't see the media as hungry to point out that Joe Biden puts his foot in his mouth. And I think that when we use the word gaffe, it kind of sugarcoats what's happening here, you know? Thinking that you're seeing someone who's deceased is not what I would call a gaffe. A gaffe is mispronouncing a word. I make like 6,000 gaffes a day, but you're not going to find me asking if someone who's passed is in the room. That's not really a gaffe.
Yeah, that's a stutter.
It's just strange that they're trying to push this under the rug. And in the same piece, they say Trump made numerous gaffes in office. Trump's not president anymore.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
You guys gotta move on. Do I have to explain to the writers at The Hill that Trump's not president? Is everyone part of this conspiracy theory online that they think Trump is still president? Because last time I checked, there's a very, very popular man with aviators who nobody bleeps with in the White House. It says the GOP in particular is using a moment last week when Biden asked whether a congresswoman who died in August was in attendance at the event where he was speaking. The RNC did not make Biden's age a central part of its criticism, but it is an implicit and sometimes explicit part of the attacks from various Republicans. Imagine these Republicans, how vile of them for pointing out the obvious. 844-500-4242. To quote Joe Biden, oh boy, that's all I'm going to say about all this. We'll be right back. We got to talk to Howie Carr about everything he has planned for his show today. It's going to be another great show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Oh, boy.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on the weekends, November through March. Book online at nausetbeachinn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Besides John Kerry, who is the biggest climate change phony? Justin Trudeau, Harry and Meghan, Al Gore, Bernie Sanders or Leonardo DiCaprio?
I'm going to say Justin Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau at 11%. Al Gore in the lead at 55%. 19% for Leo, 14% for Harry and Meghan, and 3% for Bernie Sanders.
Well, that is a very inconvenient poll for the man who invented the internet. Joining us now is Howard Lawrence Carr, all the way from Florida. Howie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Grace.
Now, Howie, tell us a little bit. I don't know if you've been following this, but tell us a little bit about Pine Island in Florida and what happened there, because there was a lot of conversation about the bridge before, when residents had to take private boats to get home. But now the media has kind of gone silent on what's happening at Pine Island.
Well, you know, obviously it doesn't, none of it fits the narrative. So, you know what? I've been more interested in Randall's Island in New York City. Have you been following this case?
No.
Well, you know, all the illegal aliens are arriving in New York City, and they're committing crimes and, you know, overrunning the schools, overrunning the welfare centers. So they decided to put them all in a park called Orchard Park in the East Bronx. Do you know whose congressional district that's in?
Oh, is she going to put on a white jumpsuit and take photos at the park?
No, she's demanded that they be moved out of her district.
AOC?
She wants to move to Randall's Island, which is this island at the tip of northern Manhattan and the South Bronx and Queens. And so they can be out of her hair.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Yes, she's the queen. She's the new queen of NIMBY. I think Martha McCallum just called her yesterday on Fox. It's a great story. It's a
wow,
great story.
Wow, that is.
And Eric Adams was so scared of AOC that he moved the illegal aliens out of her district to this island, Randall's Island. Yeah, I'm surprised, Grace, you're not hearing about this. I mean, the liberal squad hypocrisy again.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't seen more about it on the New York Post, actually.
Yeah, I was surprised. That's where when I first heard about it, that's where I went, the New York Post. I didn't see much, but I think I put it on Howie's homework.
I'm seeing one article from Fox5NewYork.com, and it says, it says building of Orchard Beach migrant tent shelter.
Yeah, that was yesterday's news. That shelter's gone. That's been closed. It's been moved out to this island, Randall's Island.
Is Queens not a sanctuary borough anymore?
I think they're all sanctuary boroughs, aren't they?
Well, you Eric know? Adams has already kind of lost his patience. Remember what he said? Well, the far right is wrong on this, but the far left has done nothing. They've been silent.
Well, I think now it's being speculated that he was talking about AOC without naming her when he said that.
And it's strange because both of, you know, when you look at Eric Adams, when you look at AOC, they've done such great things with her tax the rich dress at the Met Gala and his end gun violence tuxedo at the Met Gala. You think these two fashion plates could get on the same page about how to do the right thing.
Yeah, I know. The illegal aliens are going to be so lonely out there on that island. You know, I mean, who are they going to have to harass and mug and beg from?
Howie Carr is coming up next. He's got a full show planned for you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back tomorrow for our TGIF show. See you then.